Welcome to Enrico's House of Salsa. We have many very delicious dishes. May I recommend the burning chicken from hell? Very delicious. Your eyes will burn. Your stomach will be on fire. You'll be in the bathroom for a week. Yes, Enrico's. Serving Linwood, the finest in Mexicano cuisine since 1992.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Ooh.
What was that?
That's woohoo backwards.
Oh, okay. Are we doing a backwards song today?
No.
Oh, okay.
You just yelled at me when I said woohoo last time, so I'm saying
it. I was just acting, Charlie. I wasn't really mad at you.
No, you were sick of me. You said it.
I'm not sick of you. No. I can never get sick of you. No. You're awesome. Okay. You're just big and cuddly. Look at that beard. You're like a giant hamster.
I've got a beard. 30272 weird.
Yep. Speaking of hamsters.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of hamsters, because we were just talking about them.
I said you look like a hamster.
I know. Yeah. But that was a non sequitur at all.
It was totally a non sequitur.
But then you sequitured off the non sequitur.
So I made the non sequitur a non sequitur.
Non sequitur.
Ooh. Bread. I like non. Jeez. We're on the same page there.
Well, it's okay. We got nothing to talk about with this song.
Really?
Literally, the longest part of this song that we have to talk about is to just say its name.
Okay. What is it?
Attack of the Radioactive Hamsters from a Planet Near Mars.
That is pretty long.
There you go. That's the end of the episode. Thank you very
much. Bye-bye. No, there's a little bit more.
Oh, okay. So this is off UHF. Yep. So 1989.
Yep.
And it's
a song.
Random.
Is it?
It's not even
no style parody.
As far as I can tell, no style parody. Just, distinct. No. It's a original
sounds
song.
Sounds like it should be something. I've always been like, this reminds me of something, but I don't know what. It's got to be a style parody of something.
Yeah, it can't be like, it's not Little Shop of Horrors because it's not doo-wop-y enough.
No, not at all. But the horns in it just kind of. It reminds you of something.
It does. It reminds me of something. I just don't know what.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhat of a style parody. It's got to be inspired by something.
As far as we've been, I looked at a couple of different places, and Weird Al definitely hasn't said anything about this song, like, ever.
Really?
Yeah, it's disturbing.
What I think disturbs me most about this song is he writes a song about radioactive hamsters from a planet near Mars and never once mentions the name Harvey in the entire song.
Aww.
Really? How do you do a whole song and not mention Harvey?
He didn't want to besmirch the name of Harvey in a song about radioactive hamsters.
Well, you should have. You know,
maybe they're getting back at him for all the Harveys he's thrown against the wall.
Exactly. Yeah, that could be it. That's why they come. They saw broadcasts of the
Al TV.
He's like, we must destroy. Get in the cigar-shaped spaceships and attack this planet.
But here's the thing. In the first verse, he specifically says that they were tiny and cuddly until they went near the microwave. So it's his own fault.
Right? How dare he use a microwave?
You don't make a mogwai wet and then blame them for being a gremlin.
Well, you got the rules on the mogwais. I don't think these hamsters from Mars came with instructions. Don't put us near the microwave.
Don't put us in the microwave?
He didn't say in the microwave. He said a little too close to the microwave.
Okay, a little too close.
Yeah.
Nobody should be close to the microwave.
Why would you put a hamster cage in the kitchen? Or why would your microwave be in maybe wherever the hamsters
are? Maybe he was wet and you were trying to dry him off.
You don't get them wet. That's how they multiply.
Oh, no, that's the gremlins.
Oh. That's not hamsters?
No, that's not hamsters. Oh. Hamsters don't need anything to multiply. They do it all by themselves.
Really?
Well, not by themselves.
they split?
They need
like an amoeba?
Second hamster.
Okay.
But then they make a lot of them.
No, do they?
Yeah, they do.
They're like rabbits, huh?
Kind of.
Okay.
They're more like hamsters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Those hamsters. Are cute.
Yes. I'm always, to me, the most amusing part of this song is just a planet near Mars, which is pretty much Earth.
Yeah.
Like
it's really just Earth or Venus.
I mean, or what?
I didn't see Venus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the other
way. What's the other
way? That's the other way.
Yeah, that's the other
Jupiter.
Way.
Jupiter. I meant to say Jupiter. I went the wrong direction.
But I'm pretty sure
Earth.
There's even an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I listened to another podcast. They talk about the same thing. Another Weird Al podcast out there in the world. They I know there are others. I know. But they were pondering that as well. They're like, maybe it's one of the larger asteroids around Jupiter is kind of like a planet for a hamster. So maybe that's the planet near Mars.
I like that idea.
That was their theory, which I will say yes. I kind of give him credit on that.
No, no. I think it's supposed to be Earth. I think that's the whole point.
Yeah, they punted like that as well.
It's like third rock from the sun, kind of. Like where you're like, no, it's Earth.
It's Earth, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So they're from Earth.
That's funnier.
Radioactive. They're just from Chernobyl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. They're from Al's microwave.
But they were radioactive. Wait, no.
No, they weren't. No, you're right. The microwave makes them radioactive.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's just a really bad microwave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. You never buy a used microwave. The giant hamsters destroying the universe.
Consumer beware. Buyer beware. What is that?
Buyer beware.
Better Vindictus or whatever.
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. Someone needs to go on the Better Business Bureau and report those microwaves. Yeah.
Give them although they're creating really cool pets. So, you know, that's
giant,
nice.
Biggest Central Park. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about lyrics real quick. What are some of your favorite? I mean, like, you can do your favorite, I guess. But
okay.
They've got lots of other things. There's your favorite, and then we'll talk some more.
Sure. Don't waste any more of your bullets, boys. You know, it just makes them mad when you shoot. They're going to stomp us into jelly and conquer the world. But you got to admit, they're really kind of cute.
Yeah, yep.
It kind of sums up the whole song. Like, adorable things destroying the planet.
My lyric is literally the next lyric.
Oh, yeah?
Which is, attack of the radioactive hamsters from planet near Mars. What a racket they're making, Jack. They keep me up nights playing their electric guitars. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know. For some reason, electric guitars was amusing in that moment.
I almost picked that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
I like that setup to the guitar solo.
Yeah, exactly.
For some reason, there's a giant hamster playing electric guitar. But that really wouldn't be a giant hamster. It'd be just like a man-sized, you know, hamster, which is kind of giant, but it's not the size of, you know, a blimp or Central Park. So it'd be, as far as giant hamsters go in this song's reference, to be able to play a guitar, you're really not that big.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty big for
a
hamster.
Unless they broke off the, like, guitar from, like, a Hard Rock or something, like, outside of a Hard Rock, and they're playing that.
Do those strings work? Are they really tuned?
Maybe after a radioactive hamster gets to them.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be awesome, that giant, you know... like a hailstorm is hitting the strings and just starts playing like
a bunch of hammer-ons.
It's playing Inagata Navida. What the heck? That would be awesome. I think someone needs to make a giant real guitar on top of a Hard Rock.
I'm sure
real
they
strings.
Probably have
someone has to tune it every morning. The gigantic tuning fork.
I was watching something recently where they were hanging out in Orlando and wanted to go to the guitar at Hard Rock, which was like the old Hard Rock.
Yeah.
And because it was supposed to be like the 80s or something. 90. I don't remember what it was, but
okay.
Yeah.
Was it Fresh Off the Boat?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. I think that's what it was.
Set in Orlando. So
yeah.
Yep.
I love when they make things right. But then I hate that every once in a while they like purposely don't do something right. And you're just like, no, you can say Fashion Square Mall.
Right.
It will be totally fine.
They say there's other weird mall in there. Yeah, like the Galleria or something.
Fashion Galleria or something. Yeah. Like something Orlando Galleria or something. Right. Yeah, yeah. You're like, no, just call it the Fashion Square Mall.
Right.
Nobody else is care. They don't care. They're basically out of business. They're not going to get angry with you.
Exactly.
And if anything, you're doing business for them.
That's what I like about South Park. Like they name stuff, the random stuff in South Park. It's real stuff in Colorado.
Yeah.
I grew up like, oh my gosh, that's real.
Yeah, I
no
remember,
one out
going,
of Colorado would
I remember
know that.
Going to that weird Mexican restaurant when I lived
Casa
in Colorado.
Bonita.
Yeah, yeah.
I went there too.
Yeah, exactly.
No one else knows that, but they reference it in South Park. Why doesn't Fresh Off the Boat do that too? Come on.
There's an old sketch from Saturday Night Live when they're introducing this like fake boy band.
Uh-huh.
And one of the reporters says she's outside the Fashion Square Mall in Orlando, Florida.
Right.
And you're like, I know that place.
Right? Why not use it right? Anyways, we're
yeah,
sorry,
on a sorry.
Here.
That's my wife also is annoyed because when they're talking about something from the 90s, they get that one thing correct.
Yeah.
But then if it's not specifically the focus,
then
a lot of the other things around aren't correct.
Right.
Because she's like, well, that didn't exist 20 years ago. Like, so yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, if you're going to do it all the way.
Right. I remember when they went to see a concert, it was supposed to be at the arena, but they said some other weird name for the arena in Orlando. Like, just say the arena.
Just say it.
It's
fine.
Yeah.
Arena is, well, I guess it
in the 90s
was a real one.
It was back then.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not anymore. But
I always thought it was just sort of slangish anyways. So.
It was literally called the O-Rena. Yeah.
What was it sponsored by?
It wasn't sponsored at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when I first moved to Orlando, they just called it the O-Rena. Then they got sponsored by something else later.
TD Waterhouse.
Well,
and
Amway. Yeah. I think TV Waterhouse was first. Yeah. Anyways, it was something else before that. Anywho.
Because a trading company needs an arena.
Whatever.
Oh,
we've gone off on a tangent.
That's okay.
Here.
I'm about to, we might be, we're making plans to try to go to Chicago so we can go outside of Chicago to the Cards Against Humanity Stadium and watch some AAA baseball.
They actually have a stadium?
Yeah, they bought a stadium this Christmas holiday thing. They bought the stadium rights.
Wow.
Yeah, and they gave everybody one ticket. So we have a free ticket to go see a AAA baseball game.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
hamsters.
Yeah, lots of fun. I mean, like Cuban cigars, UFOs are pretty classic. Although those were more like an older style kind of the long skinny UFOs. Now UFOs are always round.
Do they always used to be round?
No. At one point they were cigars. Cigar-shaped UFOs is a thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I always thought flying saucers like a pie tin.
Well, no, but that's different. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was. I never knew of the cigar-shaped ones until I heard this song.
Oh.
The only place I've ever heard that reference.
Interesting. You need to watch more History Channel.
I guess so.
Where they talk about aliens for no apparent reason.
Yeah, that's history. Ancient
apparently,
aliens.
The hamsters do not like salad bars or Burger King.
No?
So I guess old Wendy's are out too. Because they used to have a salad bar.
That is true. And Pizza Huts.
Pizza Huts.
Yeah.
Old school Pizza Hut.
They have them still.
I heard a statistic one time that Pizza Hut used to be the largest buyer of kale 20 years ago just to put around their salad bars as like decoration.
Garnish.
Yeah.
Huh.
No, not garnish. Decoration.
Decoration, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like underneath the ice kind of?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Well, on top of the ice probably. But
I think they put a layer down the
like
ice.
Like around the it. Ice. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah, the ice is on top of it. Anywho, wow, we really are going off on tangents today. We have not much to talk about this song.
Well, this is a song that there's not much to talk about. So we already did that. So here's some other fun things. The good time to talk about UHF, the album.
Yeah.
It's the second lowest rated album in terms of like height on the Billboard charts.
Yeah.
It only reached 146.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's one of the three Weird Al albums that were not gold or platinum certified. It's the last vinyl album until Alpocalypse.
Really?
Yes. Well, now they're all album technically, but like in making, it was the last one. It's the last Derringer album. it's wow. Yeah. Damn.
It's so, got three of my top Weird Al songs of all time on it, though.
Really?
Yes. If I were to make a top 10, I think three of these might be on it.
What were the three? Gandhi 2.
Yes, definitely Gandhi 2. Isle Thing.
Hog.
And Let Me Be Your Hog. Yes. Yep. Those are on Bizarro World. Those are my top three. No, we will get to that. Have we talked about any of them yet?
Uh-oh.
I don't think we have.
Mystery.
Exactly.
I wonder what Mike thinks about that.
Exactly. What might he think? There are three songs on this album that are probably going to crack my top 10. So for me, this is a good album. There's a lot of filler in it. Like, but this song's not great, but it's fun. The little, I don't count. We're not going to talk about like Gandhi 2. We're not going to talk about Let Me Be Your Hog.
I mean, maybe in 3 years when we need stuff to talk about, maybe, we'll do
we're
it.
We're not going to talk about Spatula City because those really aren't songs. We skip Fun Zone, right?
No, we talked about Fun Zone.
That's right. We talked about skipping it. But no, we did skip Let Me Be Your Hog, though. So those aren't really songs. They're just kind of clips from the movie. So we're not doing those.
Yeah.
So those are like filler. But I think this had the potential of being a really good album if he just had a couple more things to put in it and not the filler.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but he was also trying to build off the success. So I think he might have been like a little like, well, the movie's going to do good. Soundtracks to movies that do good. Yeah. So I don't have to do quite as much work.
Sure, they didn't expect it to be a lot better than it was.
And then it ended up being the summer of 89 when everything in the world came out.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. But I think my point is I don't think this album really gets the respect it deserves because it's got some really solid stuff on here. But it's got some crap in there too.
It's one of the few albums that I haven't heard a lot.
Okay.
Some of the songs I haven't even heard.
Really?
Isle Thing?
Yeah.
Never heard it.
You should listen to
Still haven't heard
it. It's not fantastic, but you should listen to it.
Well, yeah, I'm going to have to at some point.
Yeah, eventually. But it was his first like real like rap parody.
That's scary. No, Beastie Boys.
Not a parody.
Oh.
Ah. So
you're right.
I am right.
Well, in a way,
not really.
Yeah, technically.
No. It's just reusing a commercial. That's not really a parody.
It's a parody in the way that any parody is a parody, where they take the original lyrics. He's even taking the original lyrics to a degree, too.
Kind of.
So it's a cover? It's more of a cover than it is not a parody.
True. It's not parodying any specific song, though.
There you go.
So a parody has to be the same beat.
I win.
No, you don't. It's not the same beat of anything. Not the same instrumentation. That's a parody.
I always win.
Dang it, Charlie.
Yes.
Okay. Ratings? Are we there? No, yet? Not quite yet. More? You got more stuff?
Got more. So I looked up Weird Al and Attack just for the fun of it.
Oh, boy.
On Ask Al, he was asked what's one of his biggest fears during a live performance. And he says, being attacked by Weird Al. That makes no sense. Uh-huh. Being attacked by something, and I don't
Weird
even
Weird Al fans?
No. It's literally like being attacked by like rabid wolves or something.
Rabid Wolverines?
Rabid Wolverines. Probably Wolverines. Maybe.
Rabid Wolverines.
Also, there's an actual time when he was attacked by creatures at a performance.
Okay.
At the State Fair in Duquoin. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Okay.
Illinois. They were playing outside, and a swarm of mayflies attacked the stage. And so it was really disgusting, and they were getting all over the place. And then, like, Weird Al likes to drop on the floor and roll around on it a lot. So all the dead flies were there, so he was rolling around on all
gross.
The dead flies.
Yeah. So, yeah, like a surgeon would probably be pretty gross.
Yeah, yeah,
he
exactly.
A lot of writhing on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
So fun times.
Gross.
Fun times for attacks of Weird Al.
Yeah.
That's Weird Al. He only gets attacked by random tiny creatures.
Wolverines and mayflies.
He doesn't destroy hotel rooms. He doesn't do drugs. And he only gets attacked by, like, innocent creatures, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Ratings.
Okay. Ratings. I don't know about this one.
I like this one.
It's a fun song. It's musically pretty good. I don't know what it's supposed to be a parody of, but style parody, but...
I mean, it's not as sci-fi, and this is the thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody compares this to Slime Creatures.
Yes.
Okay.
Very similar.
And it's similar in theme, I think, but like...
Musically, not
it's
really.
It's different. Like, Slime Creatures is more like a... Almost like a radio play-ish kind of thing, I think. Whereas this is just like a rock and roll tune.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I like the rock and roll tune kind ofness, and I like the... in the background, but it's the weird sci-fi-ish kind of thing. So one more thing, if we were talking about it, we talked about the sci-fi-ness of it, but then at the end it turns into like a Broadway musical or something. Like
planet Mars. Like a kick line coming out there.
We are the hamsters.
Can you imagine that?
We are the hamsters from Mars.
Planet Mars. You do the kick line there with Rockettes kind of skirts on the chorus line of hamsters. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but the hamsters are just like barely they got tiny little legs. But then that would technically be a hamster dance, wouldn't it?
Oh, no. Don't say the hamster dance. Oh, gosh. No.
You got to finish it.
That's a weird ending.
And that reminds me of Little Shop of Horrors a little bit, too. Like, in terms of Broadway-ness, right? So, like, what is this song?
I don't know. It reminded me always of, like, the CW or WB Frog.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever they called him. Something J.
Michael J. Frog.
No, I don't think it's Michael.
Yes, it is.
It's not Michael J. Frog.
Michigan J. Frog.
Yes, Michigan J. Frog. And Michael, that's Michael J. Fox.
Well, because they specifically make it, they make his set name sound like Michael J. Fox for no reason at all. There is no reason to make it sound like Michael J. Fox.
I think they named him long before Michael J. Fox was around.
No, that's not true at all.
No, they renamed.
There's no way.
They retroactively named him Michigan J. Frog. He's been around since like the 40s.
You think his name was Michigan J. Frog in the Looney Tunes?
I think maybe. John Arena Schwartz, if you know this one, give us a call. I don't know why he would know this, but he might. Anyways, that's interesting.
That's
all we got.
I like it. It's cool. It's driving. I really enjoy this song, I think. Great. But I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Wait, what? How can you say all that and then give it a 2.5?
Well, because compared to like, what? Pentiums?
Okay. Sure, I just sound like you're going higher than that. I'm going to give it a 2.
Okay. I knew I was going higher than you.
Yes.
So that 0.5 is all that exciting.
There you go.
Okay.
I think that's all we got for Slime Creatures from Outer Space.
No! Radioactive Hamsters.
Dang it! I was just thinking about that.
Oh, man.
Wow. Freudian slip, because I like that song better.
Okay, well, we'll get to that too.
Yes. Attack of the radioactive hamster from a planet near Mars.
Yay! All right, you can give us a call at 302-72-WEIRD.
Because you've got a beard.
302-72-WEIRD.
Weird.
Yay. Instagram, Facebook, iTunes. Rate us. Twitter, comment us. Twitter. Share us with your friends. Twitter.
Google Earth.
Google Earth.
Yeah. See if you can track us down.
No, don't do
we'll
that.
Wave out the window. No? Stop waving. Stop.
Oh,
man.
I hope the satellite wasn't going over.
It went just then. I heard it click.
It click?
Every now and then you hear it click. Because Google just took your picture.
Google is taking pictures for Google Earth with analog photography.
Yep. They got to save money somehow.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for listening. And enjoy your life.
What?
I don't know.
Are the hamsters coming?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Better hurry up.
Bye-bye.
Or only use the stove to cook things and you're fine.
I was doing a dramatic scream.
Okay, sorry. Out. Do that again.
No, it's too late now.
Okay, wait. They're here coming.
The hamsters. No.
Attack of the radioactive hamsters.